Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's your host, Nefertiti, for What's Going On Radio, and it's being brought to you by Chevaux Marvelio. And today we're talking about self-love and, oh boy, where do we start? Moving ahead. Well, how about this? Can we just talk for a second? Okay, I've had a really rough time of it for, you know, today. Really was earlier yesterday. It's very early in the morning for this podcast. And anyway, make a long story short. it was quite interesting. If you have ever heard some of my previous shows, you know that I am no stranger to, I guess, domestic dispute regarding a sibling. And anyway, that sibling decided to come and visit today, which was really yesterday on the 15th. It's kind of hard. I'm usually full of words, but I'm kind of running out of words speaking on this. But I'm only doing this show to help others because the title is called Moving Ahead. And, you know, the description I put, positive minds move forward. Excuse me. So, with that being said, I'm saying this to help someone who might be going through something similar as to what I have been going through and to help them to stay positive because that's what I had to do. I'm in a calmer state now. I'm always in a calm state. But let me be honest with you. One thing I don't like is disrespect. I don't like for anybody to physically imply that they're going to harm me. I usually am not around anybody like that. And I've had a couple of relationships where I had to make that known. But other than that, I haven't dated a lot of people. But those that I have dated that I did not have that problem with, you know, it just really went without saying. And put it like this, I don't like drama. I think that's the clearest way to say it. And I think one of the things that I've learned about myself is that I don't start it, but I will finish it. And I'm trying to wean or work myself out of the, you know, I'll finish it part because I'm trying to evolve beyond that. But sometimes it is necessary to stand your ground and let people know that they can't walk all over you. And this was one of those days. However, it was so many emotions and so many issues piled up on top of one another. And then to top it off, I won't speak about any children. I won't give any information or names, but this sibling brought their children with them, and their children, unfortunately, today acted as bad as he did. But this sibling is no stranger to the law in the past, and we like to leave the past in the past. However, with this person, it keeps popping up. I think he's just a person that gets smarter with what he does. And, okay, like, let's, for example, I put a restraining order on this person last year. And during the process of the restraining order, I was granted two, and the third one they did not grant because I didn't have an actual witness that day. The only person who witnessed this was my then 92-year-old grandmother. And it was unfortunate because she shouldn't have to witness that. But prior to living with this sibling, she didn't have those experiences, at least while I was around. You know, now when he was younger and my grandfather was alive, it's my understanding that he used to swing on my grandfather. So I'm not saying any names, and I guess I'm being very vague, when it comes to names, because I don't feel it's necessary to put the names out there at this moment, because people can change. The whole point of this show is really, again, to uplift those, and I use my experiences to, you know, just let you know that, hey, you're not alone, you know. So anyway, this person brought their kids. He's been after my grandmother's assets for God knows how long. And because I'm taking care of her, very well might I add, I do pat my back pat myself on the back. It's early in the morning. Give me a break. You know, I'm very happy and I'm very proud of that. The reality is that nobody else has supported my grandmother financially or helped her consistently besides my dearly departed aunt. And I feel a part of her home going was because a lot of this drama that's going on. And anyway, how am I getting through this? It's not easy. It's hard sometimes. But I think what was rough for me today was, you know, the kid part. Because, you know, anytime, you know, you have children calling you all type of B-I-T-C-H's, and excuse me for any kids that are listening, don't repeat that. Do not spell that. You know, parents, I'm sorry, I guess I had to put a pre-warning on this. But for those who are listening live, that is not a language that I condone. I did, if I'm honest, I slipped up and said quite a few words today. I didn't call anybody out of their name using the B word or anything like that. I did use the H, you know, word, garden tool. So I'm not messing up any kids or parents here if you don't want your children to hear that. Because this is the behavior that he has exhibited, and I know for a fact of two come to mind off the top of my head, that, you know, he was involved with, and he's been married for quite some time. And I think this is part of his anger with me whenever he's around. I'll say it like this. Today was supposed to be a celebration of a birthday for my grandmother. Her birthday is not even today. They moved the date up for themselves and tried to make it all about them. Okay? They didn't want to eat, have any dinner. They just wanted ice cream and cake. My grandmother wanted to have some dinner and something nice, but they didn't want to do that. She wanted, what was it? It was a few other things that she wanted, and it was just like, just seemed to be too much because, it's, after all, it's their birthday, not hers. You see what I'm saying? I'm being sarcastic. So anyway, I just feel like there's some people you just have to let go of, and I've already made up my mind that that was something that I had done a long time ago. But if you're in a position where you're taking care of someone and there are relatives or people that come around who are very negative and seemingly only want things and have really no interest in the person that you're taking care of or love, and the person that you're taking care of or love just doesn't seem to see it, it can be so hard. But you can get through it. And so what I did today was I went through all the proper channels. I don't play in all none of those games where, you know, we going to fight and do all this stuff. I'm honestly a bit more mature than that. And I have too many things going on. I have a couple of businesses that I am grooming and starting up. So I'm not in the business of trying to be ratchet or have a whole bunch of, and I mean, for all the ratchets out there, I mean, that's what's up. If that's what you want to do, I mean, I don't know how long that lasts, but everybody has a brand is what I'm trying to say. And I'm not here to judge anybody for their brand. I'm just saying I'm not of the brand of being about all the drama. And I feel that it's very unnecessary and it's so unfortunate that when you achieve a certain level of success, sometimes you will have family members who are not happy for you and feel as though that you are making them look small. And I spoke about this on my other show because it's the truth and it's what's happened, but because it's popped up again, I feel like the need to discuss it because quite honestly, after today, there may not be any more discussions about this anymore because I won't be having people like that around me. And today was something I could not avoid because of the situation. You know, I'm in my grandmother's home taking care of her, so I don't have a lot of say-so with a lot of things when it comes to who goes in and out when it's relatives. And I would never want to keep anybody away from my grandmother. So people who are experiencing this, if you want to call in at 929-477-2992, we can figure this stuff out together. You know, let's support each other, okay? At any time, if you want to tweet me, Nefertiti Soul, find me on Twitter, Facebook, Nefertiti Soul. Then you also have WordPress, Nefertiti Soul. Anything Nefertiti Soul, you can find me. And make sure you ask any questions about topics for today. You can also ask me about natural, holistic things. I mean, I'm open to whatever questions that you have. And whatever I can answer, I will answer to the best of my knowledge. So back to what I was saying. I think it's really important for us to love ourselves and have self-love. And today I did the best that I could with expressing that stance of respecting myself enough to demand respect. I was not an initiator of anything. Let me sum up this scenario really quick because we have 17 minutes left. Okay, what has basically happened was, like I mentioned before, a restraining order. You know, this sibling has a habit of threatening people, starting fights. If there's like a fender bender, he's going to get out and he's going to try to fight you. And most of the time he tries to present himself as this very loving, passive person. And when I say loving, I mean like around the people that he knows. But when you really get to know him, if you're not on his side, so to speak, of how he sees things, you become a problem. And that's when the face turns. And when the face turns, you know it because you're no longer a part of the group. And I was told I was not a part of the family because that's just how he personally felt. And he didn't speak for everybody because, quite honestly, nobody really likes him, but they're too afraid of him because he's big. And I have heard comments and different things that people didn't like, but I wish they would really tell him because maybe it would help him grow as a person. And this is part of what this show is all about. It's not really about bashing anybody, and it's not about just talking about my point of view or perspective. I see all sides. I see how there's a lot of different issues going on with this certain sibling and why they're directing it at me. But I also see, excuse me, and feel from my personal perspective, my personal walk on this earth and how it feels to have a sibling who literally says that they wish that you were dead because that's always what comes out of their mouth whenever your name comes up and how life was better before you were born. And mind you, this sibling is older than me, okay? And was basically an only child and looked like they were going to be an only child until I came along. So it's quite an age difference. And so there's a lot of resentment there. So if anybody who's dealing with that, if you want to talk about that, please tweet me, do whatever you can to let me know. I just want people to know that they're not alone. And if they're thinking about harming themselves or, like, they don't know how to deal with these situations, there are other people going through the same thing, sometimes worse, sometimes not as bad, but we're all in this stuff together. And if you're open to healing yourself, if you're open to, for me, it's God, if you're open to you're not perfect and you will make mistakes, then that is a good place to start. And today what I learned is that I need to lean more on my intuition, which I always have. But in relation to your intuition, if you have somebody around you that keeps wanting to ignore all the signs and of what's to come, like my grandmother, for example, she does not want to acknowledge a lot of the family turmoil. She has cried to me about the fact that my sibling and one of my parents want her stuff. It seems to be all they could talk about, that and her passing away. They've tried to get a life insurance policy, making themselves the sole beneficiary. You know, it's been all kind of nonsense. They've even tried to get life insurance policies on me. Now, that's a whole other conversation. Now, how you don't like me and want a life insurance policy on me is another tale for another day. But I made it very clear that they are not to do anything without my knowledge or consent, and I forbid them to even look into getting a life insurance policy, much less anything else, in my name, with my name, anything attached to it. That is how real it gets when people get greedy, okay? Now, back to this whole scenario. I went through the proper channels. I called the police. I did not press any charges or anything like that. I just made them aware of the situation because this person was visiting and they're supposed to be gone tomorrow, which would be, you know, the next day. And in the midst of that, wouldn't you know, they pass by, see me talking to the police, and then they're going to come back into the driveway and proceed to say, I need to say my side of the story, which made them look crazy in my eyes, because if I was a cop, I would be like, wow, you know, I would kind of be like, okay, I see what she's saying, because this is not normal. You know, if somebody had accused me of doing something and I feel as though that I didn't do it, let's just say that it was an uncomfortable situation and I left, and this person is talking to the police, the last thing I want to do is go talk to them. You know, if they're going to get in contact with me, they're going to get in contact with me. Now, mind you, I've never been in those type of situations. I've only had to call the police twice, okay, on someone, you know, from a situation between myself and somebody who is attacking me or whatever. And it was all related people, two related people. I've never had no issues going out anywhere. I'm not going to make myself sound like I'm just gangsta, but people know not to mess with certain people. It doesn't have to be you being all nasty and mean and negative or looking ugly or whatever. If you leave people alone, they typically tend to leave you alone. If you carry yourself a certain way that you can't be had or got over, people tend to treat you like that. It's all in how you present yourself. And I think today there was a clash of some ideologies or some ideas of what my tolerance level should be and what this other person's tolerance level should be. And what I want to express, what I can express more than anything, is that you have to have boundaries. I talked about this on my other show. Boundaries are so important. And if you are dealing with people who could possibly or allegedly have a narcissistic personality trait, it's very hard to get that from them because they don't know any boundaries. So that is why in some research that I've done, they always say to cut off the narcissistic personality, meaning that person, because it never gets better. And I can say in my experience so far that is true. Now, I'm hoping for a better outcome. I'm hoping for this sibling that they can get the help that they need because they, okay, if this all is making sense, if you're following me correctly, then picture this. This is real life. This is a real life story, okay? This same sibling, okay, without naming any names, because there's a few out there. So, without naming any names, this sibling works for a certain company. Now, the spouse works for a different company. And through the connections with the spouse, this sibling tries to make himself look as though he works for a totally different entity and has people believing that there's some type of athlete or associated with athletes. This is totally unfactual. However, this is the perception that they're putting off. They've often said that they have graduated some type of course, you know, beyond high school. This is also a falsehood. And I'm sorry to speak this way, but it's just un-freaking believable that some people get out there and just put stuff out there and say, hey, this is me, and have the nerve to get angry with you when you call them out on it and say, hey, when did that graduation happen? Because, like, none of us know about that. You can't write this stuff, okay? So when I tell you I've been through some things and I understand where you may be coming from, please believe me. You know, I was watching this show where it was like detective work, and this man said, never underestimate what people do by themselves or to each other. And you can take that so many different ways, but for me, I take it like the things that I've been going through, because if you had told me this when I was a little person, that I would be going through this with this sibling, I would not have believed that it would get to this extent. I would have believed that it was there, but I would not have believed that it would be like this. On top of that, a parent is co-signing on all this mess, and they don't know that this sibling, which I hate to carry all through this, you know, I don't want to say any names because it's not right. Well, in my book, it's not right. This sibling is lying about everything, but this parent needs the attention of a male so much that anything will do. So that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, but just trust me, if you're going through anything, link up with other people who have been through what you're going through and who will nurture and educate you on what they did to get out of it. Because this is how I see it. This is my ticket out of this shindig, is to help others. Because in uplifting other people, you can also uplift yourself in the process, and you can see that it's really not as hard as you think it is to elevate and move forward. And in the process, you're empowering yourself when you reach out to another person. So in the process of getting help and from other people, reach out to other people who you feel may benefit from what you have gone through and you feel good about. If you have a bad feeling about them, don't do it. But if you feel like, hey, this is kind of like, I feel like I'm supposed to help this person, that's awesome, you know? So anyway, back to what happened. Everything is not completely resolved, but they left. They did not come back and create any problems over the course of the evening. My grandmother, of course, is very upset behind all this, but she's okay. And honestly, she's used to it when this person has come around, because that's the kind of environment that they have. When she stayed with a certain relative for a while, this was the norm just about every day, to my understanding. I was told this on a constant basis, that F-bombs were being dropped all the time in front of her, spousal arguments, threats of going to jail. I personally heard that one, so nobody can deny that. Just all kind of mess. And, you know, when you get to a certain age and a certain point in your life, you don't want to hear all that nonsense. And especially older people, they're very sensitive, and you want to be as nurturing as you can with them. And so to all the caretakers out there who are having a rough go at it, or you're getting a lot of flack from certain people, and you truly are doing a genuinely good job, and you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart, you might even feel it's a calling for you, and you can see that this person is benefiting from what you're giving them. Just keep at it. Stay positive. Don't worry about the other people. Cover yourself. It is okay to call the police if you have to. It is okay to seek help if you need to. And I know this might seem like a little, I don't know, maybe it's helping somebody, this podcast, but I just feel like I really want to get this message out there. You are not alone. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to do what you need to do to move forward and ahead for yourself, because in taking care of others, you still have to take care of yourself, and you can't forget about your goals and your dreams and your aspirations, because if you're taking care of someone, and hopefully if it's an elderly person, you have so much to look forward to, but it's not the same journey as raising or rearing a child, where they have their whole life ahead of them. It's a different type of story. And the main thing that you want to do is make their life better each day. Sometimes those personalities will come out where they may not want to do certain things that they need to do, which is a part of what's going on in my situation. You know, people are after stuff, and instead of handling the business so people will leave her alone, she's just hoping that everybody will get along, and it's just not working. But hopefully something at some point will work itself out. But I just want to encourage all those out there, if you have any type of issue, do not think you are alone. It's too many people out here in this world for you to think that you're the only person going through something. And when you look at it that way, it makes you feel a whole lot better about what you're going through. And to know that for those that believe in God, that God is with you and that he sees everything, even if we don't always see it or maybe even feel it, just know that he's there and that you have to keep yourself focused. And today I feel like I lost some perspective of a little bit of focus, or maybe a lot of focus, you know, dropping a few of them choice words. But that doesn't mean that I don't love the Lord. That doesn't mean that I can't get better. It's not something that I do every day. But it is a blessing to know that I have a lot to work on in that area, because everybody has a breaking point. But you want people to take you to that place because they're mad and miserable with their own lives, and they're saying things like, you know, if I've heard this, if I had been, you know, by myself, I'd be doing what you're doing. What? You know, you just never know what's going on in a person's mind and in their heart. And I truly believe that everybody has something positive on it. Embrace it. So when you see a bully or somebody who has a problem with you, pray for them, be happy for them, even if they're not doing the same for you. And that's all I can wish for anybody, even through all these circumstances. Thank God nobody was hurt. Thank God my grandmother's okay and I'm okay. And just keep all of us in positive prayer, as I will for you. And just know, being honest is okay. It's no problem in pursuing who you are and being real and true to that. We're not perfect. But if we're going to live in righteousness, we have to be accountable to ourselves and admit when we're wrong. So any wrongdoing on my part, I'm totally open to fixing, and that's all we can do. So I only got 15 seconds left. You can 929-477-2992 for the next show, and God bless, and I'll see you later.